Welcome to Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. Our next guest is on the National Council Architectural Registration Boards and is about to do something with his company that no human has ever done before in the history of space exploration. Hello, who in the space world are you?
I am Tim Alatorre, Chief Operating Officer of Orbital Assembly Corporation.
Whose idea was it to build a hotel in space, and how did you get involved?
Well, the original idea of a space hotel goes back to the 1960s. It was made popular in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, and I'm one of the co-founders of Orbital Assembly. Myself and a number of other aerospace experts decided that the pieces were in place to finally make this sci-fi dream a reality.
Wow, turning science fiction into science fact. Exactly how many miles above the Earth will your 50,000 cubic feet, 24-module space hotel be floating?
Well, we'll be in orbit about 550 kilometers, or 310 miles above the surface of the Earth.
Okay. Just to give our listeners reference, that's higher than the International Space Station. Were there any signs as a kid that you were definitely going to work in space one day?
Well, actually, I've always been fascinated by space and architecture, space travel, and space architecture, which combines both of those. My favorite magazine as a kid was Popular Science, which probably tells you a little bit about me.
Nice. Mine was Scientific American.
Absolutely.
I've read that your space hotel will rotate at 1.2 revolutions per minute, or slightly faster than a watch's second hand, to create 1/6 of our Earth's gravity. What will that feel like? Is it like walking through a swimming pool, which lends some ease in motion, but not 100% weightlessness?
Well, you'll feel buoyant like in a swimming pool, but without the water resistance. While on the moon, Neil Armstrong actually said that it was easier to walk on the surface of the moon than it was on the Earth simulations of 1/6 gravity.
Will Voyager Station be Orbital Assembly's first space station?
No, our first station will actually be a smaller hotel called Pioneer, and that'll launch a couple years before the much larger Voyager station. We're aiming right now to have Pioneer operational in 2025, with Voyager following just a couple years behind.
Okay, now it's time for our rapid-fire fill-in-the-blanks. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
At work, I'm known for...
being organized, creating beautiful space station images, and probably my love for Diet Coke.
Nice. My advice to tomorrow's generation looking to do what I do is...
don't give up. Be determined and passionate about doing hard things.
I'd like to be remembered for...
for helping to make space accessible and available to everyone, and for being a reasonably decent human being.
The music that gets me rocking and I'd like to hear on iRock Space Radio is...
I love Starlight by Muse.
Nice. Thank you for being with us today, Tim, and sculpting the future of outer space.
Thank you.
This has been Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.